Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Scarlett.
And I'm Mim.
And welcome back to Style Over Substance podcast. Today, we are talking all things body versus fashion. And I guess by what we mean from that is we started out this journey many moons ago when we used to look at Oscar's fashion and that kind of a thing on a laptop or in the library at school. And
that sounds like such a like when we were at school when we were young
but it's true. And so like this week was no different. We were looking at the Oscars fashion, and something I've sort of said to you a few times is it's someone's body or is that a nice dress?
Yeah. And it always makes me think of that like RuPaul clip. It's like, stop relying on your body.
Yeah,
it's like, yeah, I think there are a lot of people when we come to big award shows, they put in very little effort because they feel like a bit of illusion mesh. We can show all our body, our abs, our boobs, our curves, and there are some people who are repeat offenders of this.
Yes.
And that's their look. And so we just want to discuss, you know, who does that? What looks do we like? What's the right way of doing it? Is it even a problem? Is it even an issue? Because I think that fashion first and foremost is not just about putting an outfit together. It's about an outfit looking good on you, making sense to your body. What suits you is not going to suit another person. So it's always in context with the body who inhabits that look.
That's so true. And actually, like, something that I would look nice in might not then immediately look nice on you, and vice versa. And that is down to our body shapes, that is down to loads of different factors.
Weirdly, you might think Miranda is taller than me.
No,
but I have I'm a normal sized torso.
That's I'm also a sloucher, so I have back pain. But it's true, different things suit different bodies, all of the rest of it. But it is a thing of like fashion is meant to celebrate the body, like essentially, like it is meant to,
when people say like you need to wear the clothes isn't supposed to wear you, and that's essentially like the sentiment.
And also like fashion can either be used to accentuate your body, hide it, whatever you choose for it to be. And you can either dress your body shape to celebrate it, hide it, all of the above it.
I think this discussion of like, is it the look, is it the fashion, or is it just that they're skinny, has been born out of the body positivity, body neutrality discussion. There's a lot of, especially when I read comments online, it's like, oh, if anyone of a normal body type, body size, who didn't have abs was wearing this, then you wouldn't call it fashionable. It would be average, or you would say it's a lazy attempt at an outfit. Like when Kendall steps out in, like Kendall Jenner steps out in baggy
and
trousers.
Like, claims that she's like, she's a clothes hanger, so she looks nice and everything.
Yeah, she's just wearing something basic, like an oversized blazer. And tabloids and fashion mags claim that it's like, it's this season's new look. This is what's going to be fashionable now. This is what's hot. This is what's the trend. And people are like,
for a regular gal.
Yeah, she's just a model and she's skinny, and that's why you think it looks good on her.
I think there's points to it where, like, granted, there are different styles that suit different body types, but also I think it comes and boils down somewhat to confidence.
Yeah.
So I follow someone who actually I used to go to the gym with in the UK. She now lives in the States, and she has like a presence on TikTok, and was like, what should I wear? And one was like a two-piece thing of like a crop top and a skirt, and then it showed off her midriff. She's had two kids. She's like got a mummy tummy, as she calls it. Or one was like a baggy jumper and then a skirt.
Okay.
And loads of people were voting, I picked number two, baggy jumper, like, you can relax. And she chose the one that bared her midriff.
Mm.
And, like, we're all almost trained to not pick that option if we think our stomach doesn't look flattering, whatever.
We're projecting our own thoughts and feelings,
our own insecurities,
about our own bodies.
But also what society has told us, that if your stomach isn't flat, we don't want to see it, blah, blah, blah. Like, we only celebrate flat tummies.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, we're sort of moving away from that, hopefully, somewhat. But she looked fantastic.
Mm.
And it's all about confidence and all of the rest of it. And I just think, like, and actually her body isn't obscene in any way, shape or form. Like, she's just got, like, she's had two kids. Like, she has a great figure.
Yeah.
And so I think we kind of, part of it is probably, like, we have to remember that there are other bodies other than supermodels and the celebrities we see. Because I feel like we glamorize two types on the red carpet.
Mm-hmm.
Is either like the super skinny Emily Ratajkowski, Kendall Jenner,
mm-hmm.
or there's the body of a Salma Hayek, Jessica Alba, mm-hmm. a Jessica Chastain, where they have that beautiful hourglass figure.
Yeah.
And there's not loads in between. Obviously there are. We see other people, but those are like the ones we celebrate the most.
We celebrate those bodies. But in the context of the discussion of, like, oh, it's not fashionable, she's just skinny, and, like, you know, stop relying on that body. I think
some,
there are
some skinny girls look terrible in dresses.
The thing is, I don't agree that when I, that's the thing, like, I see
it's
a
not
lot
given
of,
to look nice.
It's not. I see a lot of celebrities and actresses who are very slim, who have the abs, the Emily Ratajkowski, as you're saying. I don't think her looks are that great. I don't think she's a style icon. I think she doesn't
dress that great personally.
She doesn't. She gives maybe sex appeal for men,
but
I don't look at her and think she looks particularly sexy to me.
Fashionable, sexy.
Fashionable.
Yeah.
And that's no slight on her. Not everything is for you.
Yeah.
And she's not my style icon.
Yeah.
However, I think if people were to look at Zendaya, you know, we like, I think she's a goddess over
Friend
here.
Friend of the podcast.
She don't know reason.
Hero of the podcast.
Hero of the podcast. I think when I've seen the same criticisms of Zendaya, people saying, oh, it doesn't look that good, it's just because she's skinny. I'm like, no, she is skinny. She happens to be skinny, yeah, but she can model her ass off. She has the confidence for days.
I think the difference with her as well is she takes risks and she has a range.
Yeah.
And some of that might not be for you or whatever. But she actually just isn't resting on the laurel
of her body.
Of her body, because actually the argument of resting on your body is that you just wear safe stuff, or you just wear stuff that's like, I look really skinny. Like,
and it's see-through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think she doesn't necessarily do that. But also she's, for me, mm-hmm. and I think it's the same for you, it's serving a look. And we know she does a head-to-toe look.
She does a head-to-toe look.
Whereas a lot of the people who maybe just might be somewhat reliant on their body, their hair always looks the same. Their makeup always looks the same. And they're just relying on that supermodel body.
Yeah.
And then the dress needs to be good. I mean, we just went through all of the looks from Vanity Fair and Oscars.
Mm-hmm.
And there were many looks we didn't like. And they were supermodel bodies.
Yeah. I think some of my favourite actresses who I think know how to dress impeccably, like Kate Blanchett, she's an older woman.
Yeah.
She doesn't show off her figure in that way at all, but she leads with really good styling.
Yeah,
that's good for her. Sometimes it's quirky, sometimes it's different, but it's Kate all the way.
She's not trying to be quote unquote Hollywood beautiful.
No,
she, and I think that's also like almost the fortune she's been given of not being the like beautiful leading lady.
Yeah,
she's a bit like quirky looking. Maybe is that she can go for that. And I think that, yeah, I think you're right. I think sometimes there are people who take risks, and like then that means it's not always going to pay off.
Mm-hmm.
But I would rather always take a risk than just be like, oh, that's really safe.
The thing is, it's like if I had some like killer abs and I was like in my 20s, early 30s. I'm gonna show it off. Like Sierra,
yeah,
gorgeous woman. She clearly works out really hard to achieve and maintain the body she has. And if she comes out in some see-through, barely there something, I'll be like, more power to you, girl, because the effort that it took to get those abs, I understand.
Yeah. Like,
and that's her thing. And not everyone is looking for, is trying to be a fashion icon. Some people are just trying to look good.
Some people are just trying to show off the body. But when it's, but then like, that's when it's like, okay, the body's doing the work there. But yeah, like, I think when it comes to fashion, and if a dress is showing off that, it should be adding to the dress, you know?
Yeah.
Like, there should be like a purpose. Like, we saw so many dresses this Oscars, more the Vanity Fair, where like, yeah, they're sheer, we see your knickers. Yes, it's intentional, but then is it like, is that the statement rather than the dress? Like,
I know what you mean. My issue that I have with these see-through, barely there dresses where you can just see like knickers and nipples, mm, is that it's boring. It's done before.
It's, I feel like we've seen it now for like 5 years on the trot.
Probably even more.
Like, it feels really tired. We get it. Free the nipple. We get it.
Yeah.
Celebrate bodies. We don't have to like cover up anymore. But we also see you on social media all the time and you're like thong, like, we can see you. Yeah, we, yeah, know it.
We get you have an incredible body. And I think that's another thing.
And we get also, like, if your bigger message is, like, bodies are beautiful, let's celebrate them.
Yes. Cool. A couple times, we, yeah, get it. We see you.
Or do it with a bigger message. Do it with some fucking, like, slogan or, like, yeah, make it maybe clearer. I don't know.
I think that, for me, fashion design, fashion construction is about creating something that maybe isn't there.
Yeah.
It's about creating shape or that's fluidity.
So true.
Or like
celebrating the fabric or creating a body shape that's not there.
Yeah, exactly. And we talk about this all the time. Fashion is about the illusion and the glamour. It's not necessarily based in reality, or it's supposed to adhere to reality, really. And so I think there's so much more range when you actually use fabric, cover up, not in a modest way, but you cover up in order to achieve a look and a shape that wasn't there before, mm, as opposed to, you know, I'm Kim Kardashian, I have tits and hips, and I'm gonna wear bodycon for every day of my life until, yeah, I die. And you're like, okay, I get it. But that, to me, if you, although I think there's nothing wrong with relying on body if you've got it, if you do rely on body all the time, you are not a fashion girl.
Yeah.
You're a fitness model.
Yeah.
You're a model.
Yeah.
You're a swimsuit model. That's kind of how I view it. You're not using clothes. You're using your body.
You're not celebrating clothes. You're celebrating your body.
Mm.
Yeah. That's so true. And also, like, these are fashion moments. And I guess it goes part and parcel, like we said, because fashion and body are sort of synonymous. But as someone who wants to celebrate innovative design,
yeah,
and like interesting shapes and silhouettes and fabrics and how they manipulate it, I think we're seeing so much of like the body. And like, even the girl from Euphoria, oh, I can't even think of her name now.
Yeah, we'll have to bring it up.
But she had just like a feather here and then like a really low rise,
like across her bust, skirt. She had a feather. It was the white one with, yeah, the kind of A-line skirt or something.
And like, yeah, okay, she looked great, she had abs, she looked great, it was a risk, like all of that stuff. But also, is that a great design? No. Like, if I wouldn't be super chuffed with that, or if I saw that on the runway, I don't think I'd be like, oh my god, that's great. Yeah, I think stuff like that is then like, are we just relying on somebody? Because also the difference is, and I guess this is kind of like an important point, is if Ashley Graham, someone who's curvier,
yeah,
wore that, we'd find it shocking. A bit more because she's more voluptuous.
But she wears like barely there dresses and silhouettes, mm, and things.
But it's like when you're skinny and there's not much to see, that's less of a shocking thing. It's like, oh yeah, they just got their abs out. But if you're more voluptuous and like, if Lizzo, mm, like Lizzo gets more attention,
yeah, 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 yeah,
than like Beyonce does in her leotards. Like, if, yes, you're a bigger girl, it seems more shocking somewhat. And so it sort of like conjures that up a little bit as well of like, I don't know. I just think then that's like a weird.
Yeah. We can have a double standard, of course.
I mean, this like one of my favorite sayings at the moment is like two things can be true. Yes. And they can be opposite. Like I can be happy for you, but I can also be disappointed. Like both things can be true. So like I can think like, yeah, one thing.
Yeah. I think it just depends on a lot of these people who go to award ceremonies. They go to so many in a year, and not everyone is trying to be like the most fashionable girl on the red carpet.
Some people just want to step on the radar.
Listen, I've said this before, and I'll say it again. My first Oscars. My first Oscars, my first MTV Awards, my first, you know, like anything like that. I'm not doing too much. I really feel like I've got to get my first, I've got to ease my way in because I'm thinking all black ensemble. I'm thinking like tailoring. I don't want to go out with a feather across my nipples.
I also wonder if some people have that attitude once they've done it a few times, like, I did it. I had some fun. Now let's just like get dressed. Let's go. Yeah.
Just keep it simple. If it's easy.
Keep it simple.
Yeah.
We had some fun back then.
Yeah. But... yeah. Some people want to have that like standout fashion moment.
There was a girl from the White Lotus. It's possibly like, it went really viral where like she gets the Vanity Fair party. It's like midnight and they're like interviewing her and like, you look great. And like, who are you excited to see inside? And she's like, it's midnight. I just think I want to go home now. Like, and everyone's like, are you gonna have a rage? You're like, what are you gonna do? She's like, I just kind of really want to go to my bed.
Yeah,
and it's like the most relatable thing of like, I can imagine these things get tired.
You start, I can imagine, so
like, my god, do, and also like, you then have to midway change through your night. You just sat through a really long awards show. If you've been there
for the Oscars, you're probably prepping a week before. You're making sure that you're waxed, you're Botoxed, you're lymphatically dry.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Framed.
Get your hairs. Like your grey hairs were like,
you're getting brow lamination, your lashes done, you're getting your hair dyed, highlights,
it's your facial,
your trim, your facial, everything that you
nails. They do nails in the day, I think. But.
Yeah, they that's the thing. And then you've done all that prep work. Mm. All the men are getting Botox and filler as well, you know, because what's his face? Angelina Jolie's ex, Brad Pitt. Oh my god, I can't believe I referenced Brad Pitt as his Angelina's ex.
Jennifer Aniston is loving it.
It's like he's not a person in his own right. Right. It's like association by his ex.
Oh my god, he's rolling somewhere.
Yeah, he probably is. But, you know, he's looking rugged most of the year. And then that week of awards ceremonies, that month of awards, he's looking smooth. And no shade to him, but it's true. Like, they're all doing this prep. And then on the day, you're going to wake up early, shower, wash your hair. The hairstylist has got to come whilst the nail person is sticking on your nails, whilst the person's doing your face. You've probably still got to choose which outfit you end up wearing.
Mm-hmm.
It's an all-day slog, isn't
all
it?
All day.
And, oh my God, just thought of it. All these girlies who come to, you know, the Oscars and Vanity Fair and they're wearing, like, illusion mesh and, like, next to nothing, do they eat before they get to the awards ceremony?
So... like, I've seen different things, like, people, and then, like, so it was Kate Hudson was eating, like, an egg white omelette before going, and she wasn't even wearing that kind of a dress.
But the thing is, the awards ceremony is, like, in the evening.
Like, going to the bathroom, like, I don't even want to move the pants. If you can see the pants as part of the outfit,
yeah,
like, you don't want to move them, you don't want to touch it, you just want to, like...
yeah.
oh, it's too stressful. Like, for me, I would not be wearing any of those kind of, like, daring, like,
no,
see-through outfits, because, A, I don't show my stomach and things normally. And it looks uncomfortable for me. I would much rather just be, like, quite, like...
Is that also because you would never get your belly button out?
Oh, yeah, 100%. But it just seems like stress for the whole
day. It does. And I think, like, I think it's a really funny one of, like, fashion is to celebrate stuff. And there's obviously, like, so many trends and things that I would never wear, but I can appreciate and celebrate. So yeah. I guess we kind of have to view it somewhat like that.
Mm-hmm.
And a really good example of sort of different body shapes and celebrating bodies is sort of back in the 1950s with Audrey Hepburn
mm-hmm.
versus Marilyn Monroe. Like, what Marilyn would wear would never have suited Audrey and vice versa. Mm-hmm. And that's sort of the beauty of fashion, is that, like, they look so beautiful in totally different things, and they celebrate their bodies in two totally different ways and portray their personality, their character, the type of actresses they were. Like, everything can be portrayed and encapsulated by how they dressed.
Yeah.
But, like, I kind of, the sheer mesh things, like, I feel kind of don't do that, but and maybe we're old fashioned.
Maybe. I mean, there's always going to be people who are, who fit, you know, the ideal aesthetic of beauty, or your ideal
ideal
of beauty, and they can
so they
come
might
out,
represent how you look
or how you aspire,
or how you want to look.
Yeah, yeah. And they can step out in, like, barely their makeup, hair just, like, natural, no fuss to it, wearing something really simple, and they outshine everyone. And it's not them relying on their beauty, on their body. It's just knowing what works for you, and if you don't have to try too hard, why are you trying too hard?
If I just sort of, you know, if you just had one of those figures, we're just like, bam, just gonna look great.
Yeah, like Salma Hayek.
She looked great.
She looks incredible.
And then she is kind of that argument of, like, is her dress nice? But it is. I think it is nice. Like,
but it's also her boobs as well. They're always incredible.
They're great. And she dresses them well. No, but she does. Like,
she does. No, she does.
Like, some people don't. But you know what? Some of my favorite fashion things, and this is kind of when it, like, negates the body. And I think it was your point sort of, like, Kate Blanchett.
Mm-hmm.
Sharon Stone looked fantastic. She wore, like, this cape dress.
Yes.
She is, like, got to at least be in her 50s, which is, like, you know, geriatric in Hollywood. But, like... She's not trying to go down the body route.
No.
But she looks flawless. And then you also kind of know, well, you've dressed really nicely. You know? Then you know your fashion's on point, because you haven't actually, she hid her body somewhere. And she's got a great figure,
yeah,
actually.
She does.
And, like,
she was known for the body.
She's a beautiful lady anyways. Yeah. Like, out of question, like, all these people are attractive. But it's kind of then, you just chose a really great look. Because that's how, like, you want to be, like, if I turned up to an event, you want that. Like, you want that feedback, right? You're like,
yeah. I think that the argument of, is it the body or is it the outfit or is it the fact that they're skinny, is a redundant one for me. I think you just work with what you have and what your best assets are. And if it's that you've got a washboard abs, great, more power to you.
Yeah.
Not everyone is going to like what you wear. And even if you are as big as Lizzo and she steps out and she wears something that she loves and then she thinks she looks great in, there are other people who are going to think she looks better than a Kendall Jenner.
Yeah.
And then on the flip side, there are going to be people who think that, no, the inverse is true.
Yeah.
And so it's a really redundant discussion, I think. It's always like beauty in the eye of the beholder.
Yeah.
But what were your favourite kind of illusion looks, you know, barely there looks of the Oscars and Vanity Fair this year?
Barely there.
I don't really know if I like the barely there looks, just generally.
I think we've lived through a period of where there was like a lot. You know, remember back, I don't know what year it was, maybe it was like 2017, Stella McCartney, and she was like, she had her it moment where she had the black kind of part of the dress was like colored in black and part of it was see-through, and every celebrity went through a phase of wearing
that. Yeah, I know.
And it had loads of different iterations. And this was when we were all in our like pencil skirt to the club days. Well, not quite 2017. That was a bit late for that. But it was still very much like we were all still wearing like Louboutins and fitted dresses, midi dresses.
Yeah, I think, I don't know. I think that I still hope that I'm looking at dresses where, okay, yeah, if it suits someone's body type, but also that it's interesting. So I really loved, God, I'm not going to remember her name now, who wore the Louis Vuitton dress.
Oh, it was black off the shoulder and it had this piece that came up to her neck.
Yeah, what's her name?
Oh, God. We'll put an image on the YouTube version of this podcast.
She's in the film. He's just not that into you. I know that. But she looked fab. But I also think, is that because unexpected from Louis Vuitton? Like, I don't know. I think when someone just does a really great design,
mm-hmm.
and there are different times where, like, for instance, you really liked what Mary-Kate and Ashley's sister.
Jennifer Connelly. There you go.
Correct.
Sorry.
God, I'm awful with names. What's the Olsen twist?
The third sister. Let me find out.
I do know her name.
I said that she had a bit of a weird face. I'm so sorry to the third sister.
But I think she's beautiful.
Sarah?
And actually,
no.
Oh, no.
She's not Sarah.
There's definitely not Sarah. God, what's her name? Olsen.
Yeah, that's her name.
Search for an Olsen.
I'll get there.
But basically, I think she's beautiful, but I thought the dress was just like, well, look, you look nice because you are just beautiful, whereas like you think it's a nice dress. And I guess then that's a really good example of like fashion is in the eye of the beholder, so is beauty.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I think it's a really fine-tuned thing when we're looking at people from Hollywood as well. I think it's almost like easier almost at like a wedding when you see a motley crew of regular people to judge fashion. When it's like, you know, when it's like regular people.
No, but sometimes you go to a wedding and then you see the bride and you're like, didn't know she had that figure.
Yeah.
You're like, wow, you look amazing.
Maybe she didn't until 2 months before the wedding.
She's working out like crazy.
I sometimes think that's a bigger test of like if a dress is nice, but then that's also innate style too. Her name's Elizabeth Olsen.
Oh, yes.
Not Sarah. but I don't know. I think I celebrate different looks. Okay, I've seen what you've got up. My favourite look. But also my favourite attendee of the Oscars.
Favourite look for someone who was so covered up, like on the other scale.
Just like this is the example of where like this is the dress. And maybe it's not even the dress. It is everything.
Mm.
Because fashion is like the look. It is head to toe.
It's head to toe.
Mm.
I think one of my favorite dresses of the evening, I didn't think the person was right for the dress, but I loved the dress itself. It was a Versace Atelier dress that was worn by the other Hadid sister. Not Bella.
Gigi
Hadid. And the body was like this mesh corset shape, but it came down really low towards the back, like right at the crack of the bum, like really low before it became the satin full skirt.
You're talking about Lady Gaga?
Lady Gaga wore it.
You just said Hadid. Oh, on the red carpet.
On the
runway, sorry.
Gigi Hadid wore it on the runway. Lady Gaga wore it to the Oscars. Yes. I don't think she really pulled off the dress, but I thought that is illusion mesh, barely there, done really well. I loved that look. Malala, as we both loved.
Yeah.
Again, she looked incredible. It if you haven't seen, it's like this completely silver fitted dress with a hood over her head, completely silver sequined. And she looked incredible because in part it was like someone who is so covered up, it's nice to see them lead with their fashion look.
Yeah.
And but she's known for her politics.
In keeping with whatever her religious or personal beliefs are, with covering her head. But also there was like a gathering or like ruching at the waist, which like pinched in her waist.
And you gave
like,
her shape.
Oh, yeah. Malala, you got a great figure.
Yeah.
She got nice boobs, like all of that stuff. But also like was still so respectful.
Yeah.
And it wasn't at all like inappropriate for, like you said, the fact that she has really strong political views and she has really like, she still wants to be in politics and whatever.
Yeah.
She looked great. Yeah. I think that was one really, of the best looks. Really, really good.
Yeah. I think that for me, I'm tired of these like Sierra, she looked great. She always looks great, but I'm tired of those sorts of looks.
I'm really tired of just the sheer mesh thing in general.
Yeah.
I think there's so many interesting things you can do with fashion that we just don't need that. And if we want campaigns to show off women's bodies more, let's not do it on a carpet. Like, for me, a red carpet is celebrating bodies. And I think we have enough opportunities with social media now that we don't need to interrupt those moments necessarily for it. You know, like, you can have as big a moment posting something on Instagram now as you can as wearing something at the Met Gala.
Yeah.
I don't think you need to, interrupt those moments necessarily for that.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I just also, the sheer thing is just, maybe because it feels so not our world. You know, like, Malala's dress, maybe, that's not how I would dress, so I don't need to wear the hood covering necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
But if I had an occasion where that was appropriate, fucking love it.
Also,
if you changed it ever so slightly, I love the idea of wearing that. And I think that's what we all kind of look to for fashion as well, right?
You have to be able to see yourself in the outfit.
You want that fantasy. You want to be like, oh my God, if I ever went to the Oscars, I could wear it. Like, you want that moment. And maybe true. For us, the mesh is just not that.
Yeah, I think so too. I think how like Gen Z are very much into like showing the midriff, the low-rise jeans and things. I think
love a crop top.
Love a crop top. And I think that's why we've seen young Hollywood wear those very skimpy looks. Us being old hags saying, you know, skimpy, oh, cover up a little bit. Oh, I could not be
I seen don't want to cut out
and be caught dead in something like that. But it's because we can't see ourselves in it. It's not something we're very comfortable true. In and so it seems very risque for someone else to be doing it, but then also I bet that the Oscars and Hollywood kind of ceremonies is like, you know, when you're on holiday and it's like really hot and you're like, I can get away with wearing like next to nothing. You wouldn't do it at home.
Yeah, but there's a definite
there's a level of fantasy there's a level holiday of
wardrobe. I get what you mean, that like it's a different world, so you kind of like you can play fantasy and be like, so when I go to this event, we're just going to pretend that this is who I am.
Yeah.
And then you return back to your normal life.
Yeah.
I feel like I would be like that for war suit season.
That's true.
I'd like, this is suddenly me.
Anyway, it would be good to hear what your thoughts are on relying on that body when it comes to looks for award ceremonies. Are you bored of these barely there, nipple out, illusion mesh outfits? Or do you love them and you think they're here to stay and you yourself would wear something like that? It'd be good to know your thoughts on that. And who are your favourite kind of fashion icons of the moment as well? And are they just skinny? Or are they genuinely, impeccably dressed?
Yeah.
So, that was this week's episode. You can follow us on YouTube, podcast listening platforms, Instagram, TikTok, all of those places. And if you want to get in contact with us, share your thoughts, give your suggestions, then email us at styleoversubstancepodcast@gmail.com and we'll get back to you. So, See you later. Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.